there's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. And we have, I'm not even going to spend a whole lot of time chatting because Eileen called at the end of last hour. And she wants to talk about with me about her daughter, with whom they don't have a very good relationship right now. So, Eileen, how old is your daughter?
Okay, she's 30 years old.
Okay. How many kids do you have?
I have four.
Okay.
And she has four.
Okay.
I'm not sure what you asked me. How old, how many kids I have or she? I'm sorry.
How many kids you had? Which number is she?
She's number two.
Okay. Have the two of you had a good relationship in the past?
No.
Okay,
no.
So
since she was 14 years old, she left the house, and ever since it just went down. But we had it on and off. We had some good times, but mostly not.
Why did she leave at 14?
Because she was not following the orders in the house, like the others did, and she was basically not following any of the rules. And one day she just left.
Where did she go?
She went to her friends.
Did she complete high school?
She eventually, when she came back, she did the.
Okay, good. How long was she gone?
She was gone, I would say, for a few years. We were on and off in touch with her once we found out where she was. And, for a few years, like till 18, she was on her own, basically.
Okay.
And whenever she wanted to, with therapy.
Were there drugs or alcohol involved?
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Okay. So she experimented. And she's clean today, thank God. But she went through a very hard time in her life because of it. When was that? Between the time she was 14 and I would say 18.
Okay. Do you know what drug she used?
I tried not to know. I'll be honest with you. I didn't want to know. It was, some of them were really heavy drugs.
Okay. Okay. So when she was gone from 14 till about, to what? She was 16 18. Or 17? She was gone that whole time?
Yeah, pretty much. She was on her own.
Okay, so what's happened in the last 12 years since she was 18?
Right. So when she came back, we did send her to a boot camp because she did something. She was really, she stole something in a shop, and we panicked and we called the police, and we just got together a group of people, me and my family members and friends, and we decided maybe it's better off she would be in a boot camp and just get her life, just basically being safe. That was the main reason we did it.
And this was when she was 18?
Yes, about that time, right.
And how long was she in boot camp?
She was there for a few months.
And then she came back and lived with you?
And then she came back. No, she did not. She went, she had some boyfriends, and she was out, but she was definitely in touch with us. We accepted her And we went to therapy, me and my husband, and for 6-7 years during that time and continued. And we basically wanted her in our life and, you know, tried to work it out.
Okay. So is she married at this moment?
Yes, she is.
Okay. Do you like her husband?
He's a good man to her.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a good person.
Has she ever, so she graduated high school. Did she get any more education than high school?
Yeah, we sent her to a beauty school to get her, she wanted to be, to have a degree.
Okay.
So she was,
did she complete?
For 9 months.
Okay, did she get the degree or not get the degree?
Yeah, she did.
Okay, good. So
she
has she ever had a job?
She had a job. She had a job, you know, on and off for different companies, but she never did the beauty thing.
Okay, well, that's all right. You know, it may have been an idea that she thought she... Listen, I went to people who went to medical school and went all the way through college, did pre-med, went through college, went to medical school, and decided they hated medicine. So beauty school is at least a little less tedious and expensive. All right, so was there ever a time in the last decade where the two of you got along well with each other?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when was that?
That was, I'm not good with remembering times.
Well, just give me a general idea.
Actually, when she got married, and she got married at about 20, between 20 and 21.
Okay.
And basically, we were there for her. She lived in a different company. She moved out, and we would go and visit her. We visited her that year. 4 times between me and my husband.
Good. Okay.
3 times me, 1 time her, him.
Okay.
And we've basically always been in touch. And always been in touch, yeah.
All right. So when did the latest unhappiness occur?
Latest happened when, you know, that she, you know, her husband started doing well financially. And she started having a good relationship with him, because before that it was on and off. Like she wanted to leave him a few times and she came home. And then, you know, we would keep her, you know, busy here and try to talk to her and tell her, you know, what's just basically listening to her. And she would always go back. And finally, when they started doing well financially and they moved out of from the other company and started, found a place they liked, they became happier and started making friends. And suddenly I felt like she did not need us as much.
Well, that's probably true.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily bad. It may feel a little...
Yeah. She wasn't doing well, it's always been, it seemed that way. Every time she was not doing well.
But Eileen, listen, I hear, but I think that to a certain extent, that's sort of the role of parents. I don't know what your relationship is with your mom and dad, and I don't know how many brothers and sisters you have. But, I mean, it's one of the things that, you know, I think is basically true of our kids, is that we hear from them. My deal with my kid has always been, and my deal, I suppose, with everybody else is at some point in their life, I think children begin to see their parents as potential friends, as equals. But it takes a long time, and it probably doesn't happen until when people think that you become an adult when you're 21, and you don't. The earliest anybody probably ever becomes an adult is somewhere in their 30s, if they're lucky. But somewhere when our lives are sort of running pretty well, is, I think, which can sometimes, depending on our education, our jobs, our marriage, our kids, our mental health, our physical health, that we begin seeing our parents as having first names. But until that happens, basically our parents are sort of the place we go when we're in trouble, not necessarily sharing our lives when we're happy. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk about this a little bit more. And Sarah, I'll get to you as well. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Thank you.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Eileen, who's got a 30-year-old daughter with whom she's always had somewhat of a rocky relationship. And she's feeling kind of unhappy at this moment because she feels, with a great deal of legitimacy, that when her daughter's in trouble, she comes and spends a lot of time with mom and dad because they're important and useful to her. And when she's happy, which she is now, that they sort of get deserted a little bit. And I said, you know, look, as a parent, I think that that doesn't feel very good, but it's also pretty understandable that my deal with my own head and heart is, you know, as long as I know when my kid's in trouble, the rest of the time I can assume she's happy. And, of course, I'd rather she spend time with me when she's happy than just sort of feel like the, you know, the bank of mom, whether it's emotional or whatever. But realistically, and I think as our kids get older, sometime, hopefully, in their late 30s, early 40s, early 100s, then they can begin relating to us as people, and we can begin sharing fun things together. But I it's not unusual, I think, for kids.
Yeah, the reason that was disturbing to me a few months ago, I got a text from her saying, "Mom, I don't want to have anything to do with you."
Okay, well, all right, so what precipitated that? What do you think she was reacting to?
It was a shock to me because...
No, I know, but what happened before that?
Oh, because so I didn't know, so I started calling her, and finally she answered the phone, and I said, "What happened?" And she said, "You're always very critical." And I was, again, I was shocked because I was always with that daughter of mine. I have four of them, right? So
right.
I was always, we're very, very cautious with her because we...
All right, let me ask you a question. I hear. But have you ever said to any of your other children, you know, Esmeralda is not doing very well or she drives me crazy or, you know, she only calls when she needs us?
That's one thing I learned because my mother used to do that to me and my siblings, and I promised myself never to do that.
Okay. But did you ask her where could she give you an example of something that she felt was critical?
Okay, so I did.
Yeah, and what'd she say?
Basically, everything she said, I don't remember exactly details now, but it was more like, no matter what I do, and I said to her, I said, "Listen,
no. Back up. What she? I want to hear what she said to you, not what you said to her. What did she say to you?
Oh, okay. She said, "You, whenever you're in my life, you only bring me heartache. You only cause me. I cry so much every time we are together." And again, I was shocked. Yes, you would say to me, "So did you ask her why? What did I say?" The details right now, it's blocking me. My memory is not taking me. It's just, I'm still in shock.
How long ago was this?
That was, her baby is about 3 months old, so I would say a few weeks before she had the baby. So it's before she had a baby.
Have you been in touch with her since the baby's been born?
Yes, we went to their house. We went to the hospital first. We came from Florida. We went straight to the hospital.
Okay.
We stayed there for a few hours. Then we came for the weekend to stay and help her. I called her and I said,
right,
I want to be there.
So was she accepting of you coming to help her?
Yeah, but she was very cold. And
Eileen, let me help you with this. This is always going to be your difficult child. All right, you just have to accept that. That is who she is. She's rebellious. She feels, on one hand, she probably wants your approval more than your other three kids put together. She was the baby of the family for a short period of time until the next kid came along. So she's almost the classic middle child. She's the one who feels that she can't get attention she can't be as smart or as competent, even though she may be the brightest of your kids, but she doesn't feel that way. She can't do as good a job in school as her oldest sib. She can't be as cute as the one after her. And then there was another baby. So her role in the family is always going to be the pot stirrer, the troublemaker. All right, that's who she is. You're not going to be able to change that. That you and she have always had, and it may be that you're more of a perfectionist than you think you are. It may be that you don't openly say things like your room is a mess, but maybe you raise your eyebrow, or maybe she may understand you more than your other kids. So you just have to accept the fact that this is always going to be your most difficult child, all right? It just is. And it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with her.
Thank you.
Okay, that's number one. Number two is you're doing fine. I mean, what you do when she tells you when she's unhappy, which is what she's always done. So, and I think you're just going to have to accept that you're going to hear more from her when she's unhappy than when she's happy for at least another decade, and maybe longer than that. And you're just going to have to accept that that's who she is. It doesn't mean that she's not grateful. It means that she is who she is. She's independent. She has a hard time being dependent on you. So when she says, whenever I'm around you, I cry, that's probably true. And the reason it's true is because she only comes to you when she's sad. So she associates you with sadness. You didn't cause the sadness, but you're there for her when she's sad. And for somebody who needs to be independent, who is fierce and feels that nobody really loves her, that's a real dilemma, that she comes to you. And the good news is she does come to you when she's in trouble, when she's sad. So she is going to associate you with sadness at some point, hopefully.
So now what happened after that we came away by her, she told my husband, she calls him up and she says, I can't have mom in my life. I just can't. And right away he calls me because he's always picks her side. And he said, what did you do this time? And I said, nothing. I was very cautious, extremely cautious this time, even more so after.
But Eileen, you're not hearing me. You're sort of assuming, you're not hearing me. You're assuming that either you did something. Eileen, stop for a minute. You're assuming either you did something wrong or she did something wrong. And what I'm trying to tell you is that's not the issue. The issue is that your caution will make her nervous. She's not stupid. She's probably the most intuitive of your kids. So she knows when you're walking on eggshells, and it makes her sad and angry all at the same time. This isn't your
problem.
Exactly. That's exactly where you need to be. What you need to be is...
I'm calling you.
I know. You need to be stupid and cheerful. You just need to understand she will always be your difficult child. She has some issues she's going to have to work out, and you can't work them out for her. All you can do is be steady. All you can do is be steady and loving and be yourself. And when she wants a little bit of space, don't get angry about it. Don't get hurt about it. Do exactly what you did. She said, I don't want to ever hear from you again. And you went and helped her when her baby came. She says that, you know, I don't want to talk to you anymore. But she doesn't tell you. She tells, are you and your husband together?
Yes.
Okay. That's really, she doesn't tell you, she tells him. This child loves you. She doesn't know how to get your approval. All you have to do is be steady and understand that she's always going to be cranky. It's nobody's fault. There's nothing you did right or wrong. Just be steady and stay involved with her. All right? And hopefully at some point she'll grow up, and even if she doesn't, she loves you. Sarah, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We designed a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Sarah, thanks for being patient with me. You're on the air. How might I help you?
Well, Dr. Joy, I was calling today. I wanted to get your opinion on if parents should read their children's cell phones or not. I can give you some background information if you want, or you can just
okay.
answer that basic question.
Well, why don't you give me a little background? Because
So we have two teenagers. When they first got their cell phones, my husband and I would check them just to, you know, periodically to say, we just want to make sure you're using the technology appropriately. You're not, you know, sending, receiving things that aren't appropriate, that type of thing. As they've gotten older, but we still just kind of, they turn their phones in at night to us before they go to bed. And I don't look at them every night, but periodically I will look at them just to make sure, again, that they're using the technology. You know, they're not putting stuff on there, sending things that are not appropriate. My daughter has a huge issue with this because she feels like it's a violation of her trust and that we don't trust her and all that kind of stuff. Part of the reason that I have done it, not only to, you know, make sure they're using the technology appropriately, but also to make sure, just kind of to know what's going on in their lives, because as they've become more teenagers, they've gone on in the years, they don't always tell us everything. And I worry sometimes of things that they're dealing with at school or struggling with that I want to help them with. And I always try to tell them, I say, you know, if you're ever challenged with stuff at school, or, you know, we have problems with your friends, or, you know, always come talk to us. We're here to help you, you know, to make sure they know we have an open door of communication, but they don't always tell us that kind of stuff.
Do you think looking at their phones at night increases or decreases the chance that they'll come to you?
I think they see it as a violation of trust.
So that would decrease?
Correct.
Okay. How old are your kids at this moment?
14 and 15.
Okay. Well, let's look at it, all right? The goal here, presumably, is, it would seem to me, twofold. One is to keep your children safe, and the other is to know what's going on in their life. And they're not exactly the same thing. There's obviously an overlap, but they're not the same. The question is, go back to your adolescence for a moment. You didn't have a cell phone, presumably,
right.
And you probably didn't talk with your mom about everything, because, as I said before, at one point, when I had a practice, I had a very heavily adolescent practice. It wasn't exclusively, but when I was in practice, there basically wasn't a whole lot of adolescent psychology going on, so you either did children work or adult work, and I did adult work, and so everybody else hated teenagers, and I didn't mind them at all, so I ended up having a lot of kids in my practice. And if I had a nickel for every mother who came in and said, my kid tells me everything, and a dime for every kid who came in and said, I don't tell my parents anything, I would be very wealthy. So the notion that parents know what's going on in their kid's life, I would say, with or without a cell phone, is going to be much more dependent on your kids trusting you than on the technology. And the problem that you've kind of wandered into, and presumably you wouldn't have called me unless there was a real question in your mind, is that inadvertently you may have made it less possible that your kids will come to you rather than more. And so at this moment, I guess if I were in your shoes, beyond the obvious, you know, beyond the issue, because, you know, it's interesting that you should bring it up, and I don't know if you brought it up. A couple of days ago, we did a story about a school, I think it was in Illinois, who's saying that parents have to give kids, that kids have to give the password to their Facebook account. And there was huge outcry about it. And I said at the time that I thought it wasn't ever going to, they weren't going to be able to do it. But in fact, if we look at the school as the loco parentis, as the temporary parent, if parents said, I need to have your Facebook account, would there have been as much of a fuss? And I think that you've just put your finger on it. If the whole point is, first of all, is there such a thing as being able to keep our kids safe? Well, there are only two ways of looking at it. Either we keep them safe by keeping away all harm, or we keep them safe by empowering them so they can keep away harm. And I would argue that the first is an illusion. We can't be there for them 24/7. And there was a movie out that's actually out on DVD that I was going to encourage you to go and look at. I'm not sure that I would show it to your kids because it will mount their argument for them, where there's a mother, Jennifer Garner, who is, you know, she's such an appealing actress, and she feels the same way that you feel, is that I need to keep an eye on my kid, and the way to do that is to monitor her cell phone at all times. Well, the kid, who's much smarter about cell phones than Jennifer, and I would argue that all of our kids are smarter about cell phones than we are because they've been using them since they were two, just has a separate account. And in this particular movie, because it's a movie, she's running amok. I don't know if she's a prostitute or what, but she's doing all sorts of crazy things. So she has one account that her mother knows about, therefore thinks she's safe, and then this whole other world. And so I would argue, really, not so much based on the movie or Jennifer Garner or even my philosophy, is your own analysis that by checking your kids' phones every night, that you're decreasing the likelihood that they will come to you when they're in trouble. So I guess what I would do at this moment is sit with your kids and say, look, here's the dilemma. I, as a parent, want to protect you. I feel that to protect you, I need to know what's going on. Can we make a deal that you will tell me more about what's going on in your life so I don't have to snoop? And if we can do that, you can't say everything because you don't want to encourage them to lie. And no kid ever tells their parent everything. But, for example, let's just talk about sex, which is presumably what sex, drugs, rock and roll, all right? Mm-hmm. Your kids are not going to come and ask you when it's okay to have sex. They're just not going to, any more than you asked your mom or dad. But what you can do is say to your kids, sex, the problem about sex isn't what we do with our bodies. It's not that we're physically naked. It's that we're emotionally naked. And especially for girls who can get pregnant, there's internet, there's photographs, there's cell phones, there's that you want to make sure before you do something as kind of personal as taking your clothes off in front of somebody or having sex with somebody, you want to make sure that this is something that really makes some sense to you, not that you're being pressured into it, not that somebody else is doing it, because there's some downsides to it. And you need to make sure that something that basically is meant to be kind of fun is something that, in fact, will be fun. You have to be responsible for it, just like you can't drive a car when you're 8 years old. You just don't have the skill to do it. You don't eat hot fudge sundaes every night for dinner, even though they're kind of yummy, but they're not yummy all the time. That sex is kind of a combination of driving a car and hot fudge sundaes, and you have to be old enough to take the responsibility and sensible enough that it doesn't literally make you sick. So, and they're not going to ask your permission, but if you could help them understand sex, not in that sex is naughty or that lightning will strike you dead, but your own philosophy about it, which may or may not be theirs, but at least you're sharing philosophy with them. Because bottom line, kiddo, is at 14 and 15, they are only a couple of years away from being able to decamp and do whatever they want. And the more tools they have to understand their own behavior, to take responsibility for their own behavior, to understand consequence, the safer they will be. And my problem, and I think your problem as well when you think about it, is if you're taking the responsibility, if you're saying, I will keep you safe, you don't have to think about your internet responsibilities. And they're probably better. They may have separate phones. They may use a friend's account. I mean, there are all sorts of ways they can get around your scrutiny. What you don't want them to do is to outsmart you. What you want them to do is feel that they can come to you if there's a problem. And as you point out, if what you're doing decreases the chances that they can come to you and feel open and get some help, have you really succeeded in what you're trying to do as a parent?
Yeah. That's good.
Okay.
That's the path I needed to be put on. Let me ask you one more thing.
Sure.
I absolutely heard everything you said, and it makes sense.
Okay.
A bigger, maybe a separate part of the issue I see is that it frustrates me how these kids use this technology. Like, it scares me for the future generation. I try to say to my daughter, there's certain things you whisper to your girlfriends and you talk in a room about that you don't put in a text message. And it wasn't something inappropriate she had put in a text message, but it was inappropriate stuff that people were putting in text messages, sending to her, you know, describing details of things they did with other people. And I'm just like, that's not, it just, oh, I'm on my soapbox for a minute, but I'm like, that's where I'm trying to teach her, you know, like by seeing that. And again, I understand it's not the best way to build her trust, but I also want to teach her, like, that's not right. You don't, you know.
Yeah, but you know what? You could teach that without looking at her phone because it's such a common phenomenon. And it's something that you knew about before you ever looked at her phone. Is, look, understand. And look, if it makes you feel any better, Brian Gumbel can tell you the same thing. He got fired for an email that he sent through interoffice mail. And this was, what, 15 years ago. Let me put you on hold and let's talk a little bit more about this because I think it's a legitimate issue. The question is, how do you get to that point? And how do you get to the point where your daughter's listening to you? Let me put you on hold. Be right back. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that's exactly what we're talking about with Sarah, who's asked a really important question, which is, what price do I pay for being vigilant about my kids' cell phones? I'm here. And I said, so, you know, Sarah's, I said, you're asking the question of what price do I pay for being vigilant about monitoring my kids' cell phones? And I'm saying, there's a price. And I think it's something you can talk with your kids about. And but I think you bring up a second point, which says, how do I tell my kids about the real risks of technology? And the way that I talk with kids about it is saying, understand anything that you put on the Internet is immortal. It will be there. Someone can access that forever. So, I mean, you don't even have to think about your first job, your first employer going on the internet and seeing you partying with silly clothes on. I mean, that's bad enough. All you have to do is think about the next boyfriend or the next girlfriend, that it makes some sense to make sure that anything you put up, what I used to say is you don't put anything in an email that you don't want on the front page of the New York Times. And there have been all sorts of, you don't even have to look at your kid's cell phone. All you have to do is talk about the head of the president of Sony, who had to apologize to Angelina Jolie for calling her an untalented, spoiled brat. It was in an email. And in theory, it's private. And the point is, nothing is private anymore once it's in an email or a text. And cell phones aren't even private. You can ask Prince Charles about getting his cell phone hacked. The only way for something to be completely private is basically, the joke is that three people can keep a secret as long as two of them are dead. And I would argue that as long as two of them are dead and nobody has any technology, nobody has a cell phone or a computer. So I think that the point about your daughter is not going to be unique, and nor your son, of putting stupid things on an email or in a text. But at least you can give them some sense of how to think about it and how to think about it with respect to their friends. And you can talk about employers. You can talk about the next boyfriend or girlfriend. You can talk about college admissions, because college admissions look at stuff like that.
Right.
And is there anything that's important enough to say that you're willing to put your future at jeopardy? And because the whole point, kiddo, is not to protect your children, because you cannot. It's helping them to think about the world in a way that makes them safer, that empowers them, and helps them to take responsibility. Because they're only going to be under your tutelage for another year or two, at most. And I would argue that to a large extent, they're already out. That they spend a lot less time with you than they do away from you. And therefore, the point is not to monitor them any more than having dinner together and keeping an eye on them. Because you know when your kids are happy, you know when they're unhappy, and the likelihood of finding out why is much higher by saying, gee, you don't look very happy, is something going on today, than looking at their cell phones.
That's good advice. Lots of wisdom.
Okay.
Thank you. It
okay.
gives me the right direction to think about it.
So. Good. And you know, and playing it for your kids. Because the other thing, the other kind of sneaky thing about this, Sarah, is by you taking less responsibility, you are almost by definition forcing them to take more. And that's the point. That the teenage years are how we shift responsibility from our shoulders as parents to their shoulders as young adults. Because we cannot take responsibility for their lives as they get older. And I would argue that we can't even take much responsibility for their lives when they're adolescents. They just spend too much time away from us. They are their own people. And as you could hear from Eileen's call that preceded you, she and her daughter really have never gotten along. And it's not because either of them are bad people. It's just they're different personality structures, and they've really never learned how to accommodate that. But trying to monitor your kids' behavior in any way other than looking into their little beady eyes, seeing how they're eating, seeing how they're sleeping, occasionally meeting their friends, is about the best we can do, because otherwise it's an artificial sense of security that we have, and they're not learning anything. And they're going to learn a lot more from their mistakes than they're going to learn from our wisdom, because they don't view it as wisdom. And they haven't thought it through. They'll either rebel against it or accept it, and neither of which teaches them anything. And that's what, as parents, we have to do, is help them to begin thinking through their behavior. And the only way they're going to do it is if they have some responsibility, and they're going to make mistakes. But the good news is that we're the safety net to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Thank you for putting my mind at ease. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
It's helpful. It really is. Sometimes,
good,
you know, I just
good.
Need an outside opinion, so thank you.
Well, I'm always here to do exactly that. You're most welcome. You know, I never know when I'm saying to somebody something of, oh, they're going to be furious with me at the end of this phone call or not. But
well,
listen,
it's a different perspective of way to look at it, too, you know, that I wasn't looking at it, so.
Good. Go surprise your kids and say, hey, listen, I may have been making a mistake here. And watch their little eyeballs pop out of their head. That's kind of fun. Right?
I love it.
Well, not only that, you'll surprise the daylights out of them. And how much fun is that for parents to be able to surprise their kids? Right?
Exactly.
Have a fun dinner conversation tonight, Sarah.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. 855-99-DR-JOY. The problem about snooping, and it's not only on our kids, it's on our significant other, is anything, once you find something out snooping, you're going to have to admit to it. You can't use it because then the whole argument's going to be, I can't believe you don't trust me, and you're going to be off on a tangent that has nothing to do with whatever the issue is. And most of us, look, the reason that compels us or encourages us to snoop is enough to say to somebody, look, it doesn't feel to me that we're as close as we were. You don't have to look in somebody's email or check their text or check their phone bill. As I used to say that AT&T has wiped out adultery as we know it because everybody can check everybody's phone bill. Right? And I'm convinced that that's why they have all these family plans. You can know everybody who called everybody.
Yeah.
Right?
Three or four different lines on one plan. And
and one bill. Yeah, check. Yeah. And hi, I'm Sarah's mom. How old are you? Right?
Yeah.
There we go. Who knew that AT&T was going to be the purveyor of modern morality? All right, 855-99-3756. How long do I have here?
You've got a little over a minute.
Well, a minute isn't long enough to do what I was going to do, so I think I'll wait till the beginning of next hour. We have another hour together if you'd like to chat with me about. Today is National Have Fun at Work Day, is that right?
Yep, and I think we're both having fun at work today.
We almost always have fun at work. Every once in a while, we kind of grit our teeth, but then we kind of cheer each other up. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I have a couple of things I want to bring to your attention, and your phone calls are always, as you know, the priority. So 855-99-3756. And understand, as I've said before, I know a huge number of you download the podcast, and there's always that sense someone will call and say, well, I know you were talking about this 3 weeks ago. That's all right. I mean, the nice thing is that, as the gentleman says, we talk about what's important in your life whenever it comes up. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.